Vancouver, the Toronto Argonauts are the 111th Grey Cup champions. The Argos created 5 turnovers and intercepted Winnipeg Blue Bombers quarterback Zach Caleros 4 times on the way to a 41-24 victory at BC Place in Vancouver. The victory is Toronto's 2nd Grey Cup in the last 3 years. The Argonauts held Winnipeg without a first down on the Blue Bombers' first drive, and on the ensuing punt, Janarian Grant got off a 23-yard return to give Toronto field position at the 54-yard line. A 29-yard gain on a pass from quarterback Nick Arbuckle to Donta McMahon got the Argonauts into the red zone, but the Winnipeg defense held on a goal line stand, and a 13-yard field goal by Liram Haralahu gave the Argos a 3-0 lead 7 minutes and 2 seconds into the game. The two teams settled into back-and-forth defensive stops until just over 2 minutes remained in the opening quarter. It was Calero's turn to come up with a big play for his team, hitting Ontario Wilson with a 49-yard pass down the sideline to set the Bombers up at Toronto's 17-yard line. 3 plays later, backup quarterback Terry Wilson slammed the ball over the line from 3 yards out, and Winnipeg led 7-3 with 4 seconds left in the first quarter. The Bombers got things rolling midway through the second quarter, with Caleros completing a 22-yard pass to Kenny Lawler and 27-yard toss to Wilson to get Winnipeg down to the Toronto 8-yard line. A sack by Argos defensive lineman Robbie Smith snuffed that drive, though, and Sergio Castillo kicked a 20-yard field goal for a 10-3 lead. Toronto came right back down the field on their next possession. DeMont Coxie had a leaping 39-yard catch to get the Argonauts down to the Winnipeg 15, but it was the Bombers' turn to get a key sack. Willie Jefferson took down Arbuckle at the Winnipeg 28. Haralahu hit a 35-yard field goal, and it was a 4-point game with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the half. The Argos got the ball right back 2 plays later on Benji Franklin's 4th interception of the playoffs. 9 plays later, Haralahu, who appeared to suffer an ankle injury on the previous field goal, booted a 45-yarder to get Toronto within 1 with 16 seconds remaining in the first half. Toronto put together a short drive to open the second half. It ended with a key point as punter John Haggerty got off a 67-yard boot into the Bombers' end zone for the Rouge and a 10-10 tie 2 minutes and 28 seconds into the second half. The Argonauts picked up their 2nd turnover of the game on their next possession. Bombers punt returner Lucky Whitehead fumbled on a punt after a hit by Fraser Sopik, and Jack Casa recovered at the Winnipeg 17-yard line to put Toronto in excellent scoring position. 1 play later, Toronto had their first lead of the game. A play-action pass by Arbuckle to the right flat for Kevin Middle saw the Argos receiver get around the corner and go all the way to the end zone for the major with 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the third quarter. Winnipeg got their first turnover of the game on Toronto's next possession, as defensive back Terrell Bonds hauled in an interception at the Winnipeg 40. Bombers running back Brady Oliveira got off a 35-yard run down to the Toronto 35 on the ensuing drive. Castillo hit a 40-yard field goal with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the third to make it a 17-13 game. Caleros suffered an unusual injury on the drive, with a cut to his right index finger forcing him to leave the game for repairs. Michael Ayers blocked a punt for Winnipeg on the next series, but a loose ball foul gave Toronto the ball back and a first down at their own 27-yard line on the final play of the third quarter. The string of turnovers continued on the Argos' next drive, this time with Jefferson leaping at the line and hauling in an Arbuckle pass to set up Winnipeg at the Toronto 35. Wilson took over at quarterback for Winnipeg, and a pass interference call on a throw to Kevin Sklarchus over the middle set the Bombers up at the Argos 15. 2 cracks at the end zone were unsuccessful, and a Castillo field goal made it 17-16 2 minutes and 23 seconds into the fourth quarter. Arbuckle went to work on Toronto's next possession and engineered a 7-play, 60-yard drive that ended with a 17-yard touchdown pass to Dejon Brissett for a 24-16 lead with 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the game. Caleros returned for the Bombers' next series wearing a glove on his right throwing hand. His first pass attempt came up short and Deshaun Amos would get the pick at the Toronto 49 before running it all the way back to the Winnipeg 16. An objectionable conduct penalty to Winnipeg's Dietrich Nichols set Toronto up at the 8-yard line, but the Argos would be unable to find the end zone, leading to a 14-yard Harolahu field goal and a 27-16 lead with 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Toronto's defense came up huge again on Winnipeg's next drive and this time put points on the board. Defensive back Robert Priester snared a Caleros pass at the Toronto 49 and took it all the way to the house for a pick 6 and a 34-16 edge. The 61-yard interception touchdown was the second longest in Grey Cup history. Winton McManus got in on the interception fest the next time Winnipeg had the ball, picking off Caleros at the Toronto 48 and going all the way to the Winnipeg 4-yard line before being tripped up. Kadeem Carey ran it in from there and Toronto had a 41-16 edge. Oliveira ran for Winnipeg's final major from the 1-yard line and the Grey Cup's final points with 53 seconds to play. The stats: Arbuckle had a solid performance in his start due to Chad Kelly's broken ankle suffered in the East Final and was named the Grey Cup MVP. The veteran backup completed 26 of 37 passes for 252 yards with 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions while also carrying twice for 11 yards. Arbuckle also did a great job of spreading the ball around, finding 9 different receivers. Brissett, who was named the Grey Cup Most Valuable Canadian, led the way with 3 catches for 45 yards. Mackay Polk had 4 catches for 42 yards. Carey led the ground game, rushing 15 times for 79 yards and his touchdown. Caleros completed 15 of 30 passes for 202 yards with no touchdowns and 4 interceptions. The CFL's most outstanding player, Oliveira, had 11 rushes for 84 yards and his major. Wilson caught 5 passes for 99 yards. Toronto had 303 yards of total offense, Winnipeg 283 yards.